This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquiti. Isn't it wonderful how the days are lengthening, the afternoons are finally extended? You know when that starts to happen, the longer days, it seems to just really start to happen, doesn't it? And the mornings are still dark, and the sun seems to just take its sweet time peeking over the hills to finally warm up the day. But the new, long, glorious afternoons, yes. This winter, our laying hens at home seem to just go on strike. Chickens are ruled by day length. It isn't cold weather that slows the egg-laying process, but day length. And in all the years I've raised chickens, I don't remember not getting any eggs at all in the winter. And this winter, our hens just stopped. So we have some old hens, you know, that don't owe us a thing. But we got some youngsters out there, too, and an egg or two a week should be expected. I also heard that a local farmer who raises chickens for eggs sort of had the same thing happen, so it's a very curious event. Anyway, we just quit looking for eggs, and I did, of course, speak to the hens on occasion. Would it be too much to ask? I said it politely, of course, and then I would quietly threaten, chicken soup. All to no avail. A couple weeks ago, I got home, you know, late, and Ms. Mosquiti had beat me home, and she says to me as I'm standing in the kitchen, "Guess what happened today?" And she had this just the cutest, most wonderful expression on her face. Well, you know, had it been 30 years earlier, 30 years ago, I would have said the pregnancy test was positive. Or 15 years ago, I might have said the cat had kittens from that glorious expression on her face. But no, she said, come on, you can get it. And I did, I got it. You found an egg. Yes. Let the celebration begin. And one egg, you know, that's okay. But the next day, I was home doing the chores and I found two eggs. Rejoice, two eggs were laid today in a hen house near the old Wahalote. I've seen an over-easy future. Sunny side up, poached eggs on toast, green chili omelets, can you say frittata? Hard-boiled, soft-boiled, yeah. So days are growing longer, and spring will come in glorious small increments. You know, it's still chilly where I live, but in the hills just above the grassland, the manzanitas are blooming, Arctostaphylos pungens. Pungens, a specific epithet for the pointy leaf. And over the next few years, I'm sure in the Chiricahua Mountains near me, we will see thousands of baby manzanitas, sounds redundant, coming up in burned areas. It's a chaparral plant, a chaparral plant like manzanita seems to have evolved to burn, burning hot and cleansing slopes so it can just start over. Seed like to get hot. I remember reading that to germinate manzanita seed, put the clean seed in a nursery tray, a metal one, put dry pine needles on top and light it on fire. Don't do that in the greenhouse. An easier way to grow manzanita is by cut. So taking a clue from the plant itself, whose branches, when touching the ground, root in. Yes. So now you know, and you'll be rich growing and selling manzanita. Manzanita fruit, the little apples, las manzanitas, are loved by wildlife. And when you hike in the uplands, up in the chaparral, you'll find many scats full of the semi-digested fruit. Wildlife in general, you know, is on the seafood diet. Seafood eat it. And an omnivore like a bear, loves the fruit of manzanita. The genus of the plant is Arctostaphylos, from the Greek for arctos, bear, staphylos, clusters of grapes, so clusters of fruit for a bear. So you can find like a 3 or 4 pound scat full of manzanita, pretty well chewed, but I think bears need to chew a little slower. So manzanitas are blooming up in the hills. It's a beautiful sign of spring coming in glorious small increments. Yes, let me open my hymnal. Rejoice, 'cause spring is on its way, and life is good near the old Wahalote. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquiti, and this has been Growing Native.